From Tidbits on August 23rd, 2010, this is Find Files More Easily in Mac OS X by Adam C. Angst. For some people, Apple's Spotlight technology is a great boon, shining bright light into the dark nooks and crannies of a hard disk. For others, particularly those who want to search primarily by file name, Spotlight can be annoying to use. I fall into that latter group. I know what my documents are called, for the most part, so if I'm looking for a document, I almost always search by file name. I do search by contents, which is all filed metadata, including textual content, I'm usually disappointed. One frequently mentioned solution to the Spotlight problem is the freeware EasyFind from Devon Technologies, which Matt reviewed in EasyFind 4.0. It's easy, it finds, it's free. But EasyFind is relatively slow, since it doesn't index your hard disk, and Spotlight can be tweaked to work more the way many of us want with a few simple settings. There's nothing new here, but lots of Mac users still aren't aware of these options. First, if you usually know roughly where the files you're looking for are located, you can restrict Spotlight to search the current Finder folder by default instead of this Mac. To do this, open the Finder Preferences window, click the Advanced button, and choose Search the Current Folder from the pop-up menu. From then on, when you invoke the Finder's Find command, Command F, searches will be limited to the current folder showing in the frontmost Finder window. This option first appeared in macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard. Second, if you usually want to search by file name instead of the file's contents, you can make sure the search bar at the top of the Finder window is set to File Name without requiring an additional click. Hold down the Shift key and choose Find by Name from the File menu. That makes it Command-Shift-F. This command is available in both macOS 10.10.5 Leopard and 10.6 Snow Leopard. If you want Find by Name to be your default action, you can switch the keyboard shortcuts using the keyboard shortcuts view of the keyboard preference pane. Just click the plus button and add entries for Find and Find by Name, note the three periods after that last one, not an ellipsis, with the appropriate keyboard shortcuts. You may have to log out or restart for the new shortcuts to become active, and I've found that remapping shortcuts in this fashion can be a bit finicky, sometimes requiring multiple tries. Again, you can do this in both Leopard and Snow Leopard. One last suggestion. You could adjust the look of the search results window just like any other Finder window, and once you've done that, the Finder remembers it for subsequent usages. Due to this, first start a search. Once the Finder window has search options in it, switch to the desired view. I prefer List View. Choose View as List or press Command 2. And then choose Show View Options from the View menu to reveal the View Options window. In it, you can select the Always Open in List View checkbox if you desire, and you can pick which columns appear. I prefer Date Modified to the default of Last Opened, and yes, it's a darn shame that not all columns are available, notably size. I have no idea why Apple won't allow us to see the size, version, comments, and labels of found items. You can also resize columns by dragging their column separators and rearrange columns by dragging their headers. Once you get the window looking the way you like, close it, and the Finder should remember its layout next time. A few quick caveats. If you have always open folders in a new window selected in the Finder's General Preferences, using either of the Find commands will create a new window that defaults to whatever location is set in the New Finder Windows Open pop-up menu, which will likely be confusing. I recommend deselecting the Always Open Folders in a New Window option. Also, these settings apply only when you start the search from the Finder, not if you use the Spotlight menu invoked with Command Spacebar. If you find yourself changing Spotlight search bar settings every time you look for a file, perhaps these settings will make your life just a little bit easier. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hope this stuff helps. It's something that I've been doing for a while in bits and pieces, but really didn't put together fully until I wrote this article.